Hi, I'm Eva Tenuto, co-founder and executive director of TMI Project. Over the last month, you've heard from our Stories for Choice storytellers. Tahira, who performed with us at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin.
And we made it. Planned Parenthood, Wisconsin. We're here for their all staff day. We're speaking. We're running a writing workshop. I'm so excited.
Katie, from our work with a national healthcare organization that helps train medical providers to offer better care for patients through the power of true storytelling.
It is so empowering, and it's been even healing to be able to share my story with others, especially with physicians who will really be making the difference because they're the ones seeing people, and maybe my story can help someone else.
Kat, a student activist from our work with the Kingston High School chapter of Period Power.
We fought for menstrual product dispensers in our female and gender neutral restrooms. And we continue to fight for better products and to raise awareness because we notice people are still struggling with period poverty and stigma.
Rain Grayson, one of our workshop leaders who shared about navigating menstruation as a trans man.
Nobody knows about trans people. Nobody knows that hormones affects your period. Leaving the trans experience out of the conversation, it's just a non-negotiable.
And of course, Tina the Tampon Lady, the advisor at the helm of the Period Power Club.
We as a society are continuing to stigmatize periods. We don't discuss it out in the open. You're kind of shunned, keep it hidden. We should really be talking about this, and we should make sure every student has the ability to have period products.
Each one of these amazing humans has shared deeply personal, true stories about their role in the fight for reproductive justice, for bodily autonomy, and for speaking truth to power. We can't thank them enough. Today, I'd like to share a personal message from someone special, the co-chair for the Stories for Choice support team, Maureen Paul.
Hello, everyone. I'm Maureen Paul. My pronouns are she, her. And I'm an OBGYN physician and abortion provider for Planned Parenthood. But perhaps my greatest claim to fame is that I was a storyteller in TMI's Stories for Choice program 2 years ago, which had to be one of the most rewarding and transformative experiences of my life.
Maureen has an exceptional background. As someone who became pregnant pre-Roe and had no choice, Maureen was forced into a traumatic birthing experience. It impacted her so deeply that she dedicated her life and career to reproductive health and rights and became an obstetrician, gynecologist, and abortion provider. She co-founded one of the first women's self-help clinics in the United States, as well as the Massachusetts Abortion Access Project. During her career, Maureen has served as a medical director for Planned Parenthood affiliates in Massachusetts, San Francisco, and New York City. She has researched and published extensively in the field of family planning, including serving as chief editor for two textbooks on abortion, and has spearheaded numerous initiatives to expand the range of practitioners trained to provide abortion care. She is honored to be the recipient of Lifetime Achievement Awards from both the National Abortion Federation and the Society of Family Planning. She's also maybe one of our biggest fans, and the feeling is mutual. When she talks, we listen, and we wanted to share her words with you today.
This country is in crisis, and nothing reflects that more than the stories I'm hearing every day as a physician and activist. They are stories of people traveling hundreds, if not thousands of miles to obtain abortion or gender-affirming health care, of people with pregnancy complications denied life-saving treatment in emergency room. They are stories of providers keeping their clinics open 24/7 to serve the flood of patients fleeing restrictive laws in their states, and of advocates working tirelessly to assist with transportation, housing, childcare, and the cost of services. Together, these stories represent both a tragic portrait of human rights abuses in a post-Dobbs environment and a collective inspirational cry of resistance against those who wish us harm. I am more excited than ever about this year's Stories for Choice program because it speaks to this moment in a bold and innovative way. It connects the dots, moving beyond abortion to address the myriad ways that reproductive injustices show up in the lives of people, and especially those from marginalized communities. It broadens our reach to the younger generation, who have so much to tell and so much to contribute. And it expands TMI's reach like never before through new partnerships that will integrate people's stories into educational programs for thousands of healthcare providers nationwide. So thank you so much for being here and supporting TMI.
I'll echo Maureen. These are the kinds of stories that can save lives, and we have you to thank. We'd like to take this work into the next year to continue fighting for reproductive justice. So if you're able, please support Stories for Choice by visiting tmiproject.org/support. And before I sign off, I'd like to thank you for making 2023 such a stellar year for the TMI Project Story Hour, what we can now call our award-winning podcast. We are so grateful to all of you for listening and showing us your support. We are going to be taking a much-needed rest, but don't worry. We'll be back to bring you all sorts of delicious and invigorating true stories early next year. So from the entire team at TMI Project, we hope you enjoy a happy, safe, and restful holiday season. Until we meet again, I'm Eva Tenuto, and I thank you for listening to my message in a bottle.